latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good morning. I'm Alex Wykowski, WJON News Time, 11:05 and 67 degrees. Stick around. I'll have a full look at your WJON Weather Eye forecast coming up after the news. News this hour brought to you by H&S Heating and Air Conditioning. Governor Tim Walz is expected to sign a police accountability bill into law today that includes a ban on neck restraints like the one that was used on George Floyd before his death in Minneapolis. The bill passed by the legislature earlier this week also bans chokeholds and so-called warrior-style training, which critics say promotes excessive force. It imposes a duty to intervene on officers who see a colleague using excessive force. Officers will get more training on dealing with people with mental health issues and autism. Passage of the bill came after nearly 2 months of difficult negotiations that followed Floyd's death back in May 25th and the ensuing unrest that spread around the world over police brutality and racism. Heavy-handed, says Minnesota Senate Republican leader Paul Gzelka about Governor Tim Walz's order requiring masks in all indoor public spaces. Gzelka says 86% of Minnesota is either in a very safe environment or already taking steps to control the spread. Walz says he's aware rural areas have fewer COVID cases because of lower population density. However,
we've said from the beginning that if you get an infection in rural counties, the healthcare system is not as prepared or as large to be able to handle it.
Gzelka says if the governor requires masks, he expects to see the dials and knobs move so people can work, kids can go to school, and businesses can operate more freely. Now, next week, school districts across the state will learn their fate for the upcoming school year. For the last month, local school districts have been working hard planning on three different scenarios for learning. Sartell St. Stephen Superintendent Jeff Schwiebert says it's been a challenge to figure out what qualifies as a hybrid style of learning.
So we're looking at options that might have half the kids come to school one day, the other 2 days, the other half of kids come to school. We've talked about closing some buildings down and have them distance learn and then take the kids from the other buildings and spread them throughout all of those. But all of those plans have major drawbacks.
Schwiebert says the governor's mask mandate does make it seem more likely that in-person learning will take place this fall with students and staff wearing masks. Now, the Minnesota Department of Education is expected to make their announcement and recommendation on July 27th. And after being closed for months, the Minnesota Zoo is opening again. The indoor and outdoor trails will be open starting tomorrow. Spokesman Zach Nugent says both the zookeepers and the animals are anxious to see guests once again.
But with people walking around now, we're seeing the animals coming right up to the pathways and looking at individuals and really are intrigued by having people back walking the trail. So it was a quiet time, and we are all excited to now be back at a spot where we can safely bring people back on site.
The zoo will be open from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. with one-way flow of traffic and markers to promote social distancing. You do have to buy your tickets ahead of time online for a specific date and entry time.
WJON Radar Blender.
For St. Cloud and Collegeville, we'll see highs of 82 today with lots of sunny skies. Winds blowing in from the southeast about 10 miles an hour. Lows cooling off to about 68. Now tomorrow, we will see warm temperatures as we're expecting highs of 91 and an excessive heat watch starting around noon. Throughout the day there, we could see a chance for some scattered storms. That heat watch will end around 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Now, as for Saturday, highs of 87 degrees, likely could see some scattered thunderstorms as well. And Sunday, high of 87 degrees with, again, chance for storms, otherwise a mixture of clouds and sun throughout your Sunday. WJON News Time, 11:10 and 68 degrees. Listen live to WJON at home with your Amazon Echo device. Just say, hey, Alexa, play WJON. From the newsroom, I'm Alex Wykowski, WJON.